Thanks to Shell V-Power, fuel the race day feeling. A quick Formula One update. Well, they're heading to Barcelona this weekend. So the next round, Barcelona. And that'll be interesting to see how they all piece themselves back together after Monaco, which is a great place to race, but unfortunately can be a snooze fest. And Max Verstappen walks away from Monaco with his championship lead intact. There's actually an interesting story in Formula One that's come out, which has got nothing to do with on track, but is representative of how these guys are thinking at the moment and why they are on a rocket ship when it comes to global reach and expansion, and especially in the US. Now, they opened up social media a couple of years ago. They introduced Drive to Survive. The audience in America is going through the roof. They'll now have three races there, and it's only getting bigger. Well, now they're going to the other end of the spectrum. They're going to do their own bespoke coverage targeted at children. So a Formula One race coverage that's specifically designed for kids, for the next generation to come on through. Because if you're sitting there and talking about strategies and tire compounds and all sorts of stuff and this and that, it's all very good, but they know where their next audience is coming from. So they've announced that they'll co-produce an international feed which is targeted at kids. It'll start at the Hungarian Grand Prix. It comes through F1 itself and Sky, so their main partner in the UK, obviously. Nico Rosberg, former world champ, and former IndyCar racer Danica Patrick will head up F1 Juniors, is what they're calling it. So you have plenty of feeds that go out, but essentially they're all the same. And then you plug in your own commentary teams and hosts and all that kind of stuff. But this is going to be different. This one's specifically targeted at kids. It's a smart move. Doesn't sound big in the scheme of things, but believe me, folks, this is Drive to Survive aimed at the next generation of supporters that they want to be there when they go from being 13 and watching funky race cars go around really fast to understanding it and investing in it. Really, really smart. On that, when I think about last night's coverage, and I've had plenty of thoughts about that, again, we've got an international feed, a domestic feed that's essentially exactly the same. I don't think State of Origin's the time for us to concentrate on explaining the rules to an international audience. Have an international feed that does that itself, because it starts to get a bit laborious throughout the call of State of Origin. But I understand why they have to do it. I've been in that position, so I'm not going to poo-poo all of that. But that's where it's at in Formula One, the Spanish Formula One Grand Prix this weekend. They'll get back to racing, and that mid-season break's not too far away. Shell V-Power fueling the racing feeling with the Shell V-Power racing team. It's 20 minutes to 11 right here on SEN.